Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're coming back to Wisconsin, and this is a frankly difficult to believe. Just bald, naked piece of skullduggery by Robin Voss. In the COVID relief package, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, there is money for unemployment compensation enhancement to the tune of $300 a week. Remember, it had been $400. They negotiated with Manchin and some others. They agreed on $300. But the first $10,000 is exempt from income taxes, and it'll extend to Labor Day. So if you crunch it all together, it was as good or better than the original deal. A lot of that, I shouldn't say, a big chunk of that money was to get rid of the 1 week waiting period for unemployment comp. In Republican states, what they like to do is say, okay, you're laid off or whatever, you lost your job. You don't get it for the first week after that. You're on your own. You're on your own. We'll save money that way. In blue states, that's not the case. You get it right away. The only decent thing is to give it right away. People who lose their jobs still have to pay rent, mortgages, they have to buy food, clothes for their kids, school supplies, toiletries. In this bill, we used to have and do have a 1 week waiting period here because the gerrymandered Republican legislature, and this was put in by Walker, mandated it. Voss and the Republicans have now announced that they will turn down the millions of dollars that would give people in Wisconsin who are laid off or lost their job first week immediate unemployment comp and make them wait a week. It's not going to cost the state anything to take the money. It's our federal tax dollars. But remember, they turned down $1 billion for trains of our federal tax dollars and $1 billion for Medicaid of our federal tax dollars. Now, Walker turned down $50 million for broadband up north. Broadband up north. Hey, anybody up north listening to this thing? What's your internet like? Republicans turned down $50 million back some years ago when Walker was governor for broadband. Now they're going to turn down millions to make sure that people suffer for a week. And here's what Voss said. He said, we want to, quote, incentivize, end quote, people to go find a job. Incentivize them. They don't have an income for a week. They'll be desperate. They'll go out and they'll find themselves a job. Now, Voss is a guy who claims he's a businessman. He has a popcorn business. He makes popcorn. It's fine. You know, he's not a magnate of any sort. He's a popcorn businessman. He got money from the last incentive package, quite a little chunk of cash for his business. He didn't turn that down. He didn't say, I need to be incentivized to go out there and sell a little more popcorn. I mean, popcorn is something you can sell even in a pandemic. He grabbed the money. Voss grabbed the money. But now Voss wants to incentivize people. You incentivize people by making them suffer a little bit. For 1 week, they'll have no money. Many of them, of course, will go in their savings and deplete it. Some people live paycheck to paycheck, especially people on minimum wage or near minimum wage. Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce under Trump, when they shut down the government, do you remember that a few years ago? Over the border wall, they shut down the government. They shut it down for over a month. And they did not pay a lot of public employees, including the FBI and the Coast Guard. And somebody said to them, well, people will suffer. You know, people live paycheck to paycheck or nearly, and they'll exhaust their savings. How they're going to eat? And you know what Wilbur Ross said? He's a director at the Bank of Cyprus, which is the bank, one of the three directors that funneled money to Donald Trump. Somehow he got confirmed because the Republicans dominated the Senate. He said they should go to the bank and take out a loan like he does. Yeah, right. Some guy with a wife and three kids living paycheck to paycheck is going to go down to the bank, put on his best clothes, and I'm sure the bank is going to sit down with him and be as solicitous with him as they are with Wilbur Ross. And he'll say, I'd like to take out a loan. I'd like to take out a loan of $1,000. In that case, it was probably more like a couple of thousand because it was shut down for over a month. So I can buy groceries. They'll chuckle. Well, we don't think that's a proper risk. You have no idea really how sadistic this is. To gratuitously deny people income who are paycheck to paycheck or have modest savings, force them to invade it, to incentivize them, or to play political games is really what it is. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And that's what Voss is doing here. And that's what Trump and Wilbur Ross did before. And then they say they're populists. You know, at some point, look in a mirror. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or what part of the state you live in or any of your resentments. I'm tired of your resentments. Look in a mirror. Do you like your pension? Do you like a system that has unemployment comp if you're laid off? Do you like Social Security? Do you like all that stuff? I do. I do quite a bit. Do you like clean water without forever chemicals? Do you like not giving $4.5 billion to a foreign company like Foxconn as a political game to somehow make Walker look like a businessman? He dropped out of college, went to work for the American Red Cross, and went right into the legislature. That's fine. It's all legal stuff. No quarrel with it. But I'm not going to hear him talk about being a businessman. And I'm not going to hear Voss talking about being a businessman. I'm not going to hear about it. The guy wants to simply incentivize people, which is a code word for making them suffer. And their eyes glisten. Their eyes glisten when they think that they can see somebody suffering. That's what the Republican Party has come to. That's what the Republican Party has come to. Going down to the border, 97,000 people came in illegally to the country in February. It's been the surge in two decades. That was the most since 2019. Biden has said, don't come now. That's an invitation to come. These are all good people and all human beings. You cannot have that area of the world or any area of the world just dumping their kids at the border and walking away. Most of them teenagers, most of them boys. What are you going to do? Where are you going to educate them? Where are you going to take care of them? How are you going to keep them out of trouble? How are you going to, this has got to stop. And I think Biden has got to beef up the response. I'm with Biden and all this. I'm with humane treatment. But you simply cannot continue to have this happen. And it's not only immoral for those kids, but you can't have people just dumping their kids because they have corrupt countries they come from and gangs and so on. We've got to go down there with the proper resources and enforcement and help them square that away. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, 'cause the time